Good morning, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Media, and U.S. Credit Project. Here is your credit news for today, Saturday, June 13th, 2015. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau last week fined RPM Mortgage and CEO Robert Hurt $20 million for illegally paying bonuses and higher commissions to loan agents to lead people into more expensive loans. CFPB officials said Hurt offered his employees incentives to place clients in loans with higher interest rates, earning tens of millions of dollars in payments from 2011 to 2013. RPM Mortgage, based in Alamo, California, has agreed to pay the fine. On Monday, Hurt said the company did nothing wrong. The decision to settle with the CFPB was not an easy one, but at the end of the day, I felt it was better to move forward and focus solely on the needs of our customers, he said. Up to $18 million of the total fine will be sent to mortgage holders affected by the alleged scheme. The other $2 million will go into CFPB's civil penalty fund. Hurt is personally responsible for $1 million. Eligible consumers will be notified by the CFPB and receive refund checks in the mail. CFPB officials were not sure how many people will receive compensation. RPM rewarded its loan officers for steering consumers into mortgages with higher interest rates, said CFPB Director Richard Cordray. Today, we are putting an end to RPM's unlawful practices and holding Robert Hurt personally responsible for his involvement in them. An analysis by the National Center for Health Statistics, an agency of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, show that the number of Americans experiencing problems paying their medical bills fell between 2011 and mid-2014. The proportion of the population under age 65 having trouble paying dropped from 21.3% to 17.8%. The analysis, based on data from the National Health Interview Survey, partially echoed a Commonwealth Fund survey that found that the number of people reporting medical problems dropped in 2014 for the first time in 10 years. Got bad credit, or none at all? It's going to cost you more to insure your car or truck, even if you're not financing it. A new report from the financial advice firm WalletHub found big differences in what major insurers are charging Arizonans for exactly the same coverage. The only variable is how creditworthy the companies believe someone is. For example, State Farm charges $72 for a 37-year-old single male who drives about 16,000 miles a year in his 2009 Honda Accord LX four-door sedan. That buys what the industry calls 50-150 liability coverage. $50,000 for injury to any one person, $100,000 for all injuries in a single mishap, and $50,000 worth of property damage coverage. That also gets coverage against uninsured and underinsured motorists, and both collision and comprehensive coverage with a $1,000 deductible. Now, WalletHub found the same insurance for someone with no credit history would cost $106 a month. State Farm is the major player in Arizona. The most recent reports from the Department of Insurance show it controlling more than 15% of the $1.6 billion collected in premiums from Arizonans for private passenger automobile liability coverage. But the practice of using credit history goes beyond State Farm. WalletHub found that Allstate wants $121 a month for the same coverage versus $194 for the applicant without a credit history. And the report shows those with no credit can expect to pay twice as much to Farmers Insurance, with a monthly premium listed at $201 against $95 for someone deemed credit worthy. The survey points out a little known fact that insurers run credit checks on those applying for insurance, and that's with the blessing of the state regulators. Guys with bad credit, people with bad credit, don't think you can bury your head in the sand. A decade after homeowners used a soaring real estate market to go on a borrowing binge against their own properties, many are now falling behind on payments, threatening to leave banks on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Borrowers who took out home equity lines of credit, or HELOCs as they're known, when prices were near their peak are struggling to keep up as principal finally comes due after years of interest-only payments. Borrowers who signed up for HELOCs in 2004 were 30 or more days late on $1.8 billion worth of outstanding balances just 4 months after principal payments started kicking in, according to data provided to the Wall Street Journal by credit reporting firm Equifax. That represents 4.3% of the balance on outstanding 2004 HELOCs, according to Equifax. A sharp rise from the 2.7% delinquency rate on those same HELOCs 1 month before borrowers reach the end of their interest-only period, which typically lasts for 10 years. Monthly payments can rise by hundreds or even thousands of dollars when the interest-only period ends. There are some signs of early choppy waters ahead, said Dennis Carlson, deputy chief economist at Equifax. The spike in late payments means that major HELOC lenders could be saddled with the hundreds of millions of dollars in fresh losses tied to housing, just as the U.S. market is showing signs of recovery. Banks usually hold HELOCs on their own books rather than package and sell them off. That means the banks are more likely to bear the full brunt of any defaults. A Missouri federal judge on Wednesday approved Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield's proposed $6.25 million settlement of a putative class action, accusing the insurer of making unwanted calls to cell phones, although he reduced the requested attorney's fees by 22%. U.S. District Judge Stephen N. Limbaugh granted final approval of the deal, which would resolve claims that Anthem violated the Telephone Consumer Protection Act when its agent, Alta Resources, allegedly made phone calls on its behalf to plaintiff Ronald Lees and about 830,000 other consumers. As new cars become increasingly more expensive to finance, buyers are taking out longer-term loans. According to a new report from Experian, the average new loan term has increased to an all-time high of 67 months. Although that seems like a long time to pursue a loan, it's also very common for consumers to seek even longer loans lasting between 73 to 84 months. These loans accounted for 29.5% of all new vehicles financed in the first quarter of this year, an 18.6% rise from the first quarter of 2014. Used cars are also commanding longer loans, with the average loan increasing to 62 months. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.